Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Harry Alford is our guest, folks. Harry is a good friend of ours and mine, and whether you know or not, he's a good friend of yours because he's out there dedicated to helping small businesses on Main Street as the president and the CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, now an international organization. I'm proud of Harry's leadership over the years. I've seen him grow this organization to something really becoming more and more important every year. Harry, thanks again for your leadership. I want you to talk to us a little bit about the state, the condition of the black business community these days in America.
Well, I'm pretty proud of our progress. We're strong. We're resilient. I think in spite of all the adversity coming from the federal government, they kind of just closed the door on small business. So we're out there doing it ourselves and networking. And I sit on the board of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We have a partnership with the Latino Coalition, the Asian Chamber of Commerce. And we're all conversing and sharing ideas, sharing things that work well and being warning people what doesn't work well. And we continue to grow. With the black business is the fastest growing segment of the U.S. economy. So, and we do that by sharpening our pencil, learning from our experiences and moving on. It would probably help if we had a federal government to assist small business like they used to.
Well, at least not be against us, Harry. You know what? I'd be all right if they just weren't against us. If the Obama administration just wasn't against us, the federal government just wasn't against it. If they just left us alone, I'd be happy. What do you think?
Yeah, it's the old saying, you know, work with me or get out of the way.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Just get out of our way, and we can get it ourselves.
So, is it possible that in a perverse way, that the Obama administration's indifference toward Main Street small businesses, especially, say, the black community, the minority communities, is it possible that that indifference has caused those communities to start being more self-reliant? And if that's the case, isn't that going to wind up being a good thing?
That's a good side of it. And it also lets other people, business partners in Europe, South America, Asia, Africa, they are starting to understand that they can't rely on government, their government and our government, to hook business to business up. We have to do it ourselves, which is why our international arms is growing like lightning, man.
Right.
It's just moving like lightning. And
so,
it's because of the internet and items like that where we can communicate with each other.
And so if that's what's happening, if more and more minority businesses are saying, wait a minute, we can do this on our own. It's different, but we like the result when we're through. We have a better feeling about ourselves. We have more self-respect because we did it on our own. We can pull this off ourselves. If we're feeling that way about how we grow our businesses, isn't that over time going to make a difference in how we vote?
Yes, it is.
And I don't mean for any party. I mean for people who talk about how to help the marketplace and people who are indifferent or against the marketplace, right?
And just in the marketplace. I understand. You don't choke off cash and you don't tax businesses up the wazoo to where they can't even market their goods at an attractive price because they have to run up the price to pay the taxes.
Right.
We have the highest business tax rate in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
The corporate tax rate is
the greatest nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you do that? If you lower the taxes, it increases the sales. You'll actually get more revenue from taxes if they're reasonable because business will grow. And people will be working and they need more employee taxes. It goes on and on.
And the thing about it, Harry, this is not how to solve this is not confusing. It's not complicated, is it?
It's pretty doggone simple.
Yeah.
You know, you don't spend more than you bring in, and you don't hurt your customers by having businesses be taxed to the limit.
And you don't. You know, the Main Street small businesses, Harry, for America. Because we're planted in the ground. We don't have the ability to send 60% of our business overseas. Main Street small businesses of all colors in the Crayola box are the golden goose of America, aren't they?
Yes, they are. That's our rock.
Why would the government not be holding that golden goose up on a pedestal and nurturing it and saying, what do you need? Tell me what you need. Let me get that to you so you can create more jobs and we can grow an economy. Why wouldn't the federal government want to do something like that?
It's ignorance of how capitalism works. Mm-hmm. And they think that they've got the power. They can stick us up.
Not just be ignorance of how it works, but it might be having an attitude against capitalism. What do you think about that?
Well, very socialistic. Very socialistic. They want to run our insurance industry.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming after our educational system. They want to tell parents how to raise their children.
Mm-hmm. How does that play out in the black community, Harry?
They're starting to understand it. When I was talking about it, I would get a lot of pushback. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the Obama administration, I don't. Excuse me. I was speaking all day yesterday up there in Massachusetts.
So, people, you're saying you think the black community is? You're saying the bloom is off the rose a little bit, maybe?
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah, very interesting.
I think truth be told.
Very interesting. Harry Alford tells it like it is, folks. That's why we like him. Very intellectually honest, Harry Alford is. He and I will be right back. The website, by the way, for his organization is nationalbcc.org for National Black Chamber of Commerce. Tin Tail, stay with us. You got to hide
it, hide. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.